So many of you remarking on the drones. I'll get to some of your texts very shortly. I want to continue the conversation about airports because Susanna Robin is available to have a conversation with us. She's an alcohol and drug safety expert at Alco Digital. Susanna, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. You're asking the question, or some people are asking the question, would you want to be breathalyzed at the airport? This has to do with alcohol abuse while people are travelling. I would imagine there's a lot of people at Gatwick at the moment who are on the bottle as we speak.
Yeah, I should imagine they probably are. Unfortunately, it seems like there's quite a lot of chaos happening there at the moment. Alco Digital, we're pushing for the government to actually set a sort of known limit for passengers before they get on board aircraft, because there have been a huge amount of incidences with drunken passengers causing chaos, planes having to divert, issues happening, you know, flights being cancelled. The inherent cost for the airline obviously is huge. The amount of disruption caused for all of the other passengers, where it's not through no fault of their own, just purely because one or two individuals have made this decision to drink too much. And whereas, you know, there's always been a legislation in place saying you're not allowed to be drunk on board an aircraft, at no point has anyone actually established what being drunk means. And it's a bit like saying you're not allowed to drive too fast on the roads, but not setting a speed limit. So what we're saying is there should be a limit in place. It's not that difficult.
So you breathalyze them if they seem a bit dodgy, you breathalyze them before they go up the steps, and if they're over the reading, they don't get on?
Well, the idea would be to give the ground staff, who are under immense pressure to get passengers through gates and on board aircraft as quickly as possible, the idea would be to give them the tools to be able to make a definitive decision. If somebody walks up to the boarding gate and have clearly been drinking a lot of alcohol prior to boarding, at the moment, there's really no method for the ground staff to say categorically yes or no. They simply don't have that facility in place. If they were able to use something where literally they could tell somebody's been drinking, the person blows at the device, it's a really fast sort of 3-second screen. If that device turns red because, yes, they are over a prescribed point, then that gives them the tools to turn around to that passenger and say, you're not getting on this flight. You need to sit down, have some water, have a coffee, think about where you're going type thing. Instead of having to make that subjective decision of, I think that person's had too much to drink, what do you think, blah, 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 blah. So it's a really super quick screening method of just establishing if somebody's over a certain point, no, they can't get on board the aircraft.
Yeah, it would be a great idea to keep drunks off the planes, especially if you're going on your holiday or you're coming home from your holiday and the entire 2.5 hours are spoiled by some idiot or group of idiots. However, the air teams, this cabin staff's the word I'm looking for, they have to take some responsibility as well because, you know, the airlines sell drink when they're on the plane.
That's true. And, you know, the cabin crew themselves are also subject to this law where they cannot supply alcohol to somebody who is clearly drunk. But at no point does anyone say what is clearly drunk, you know? And so, again, it becomes this really subjective thing of someone saying, well, I think you're drunk, and the other person saying, well, I know I'm not drunk. If there was just purely a method and a limit in place to say, okay, say, for example, if somebody was twice the drink drive limit, for example, clearly they are significantly impaired by alcohol. They would be a security and a danger to life if there was a safety issue. Therefore, no, they will not be supplied with any more alcohol. But it is difficult because at the moment there's nothing in place. There's no set rule. There's no limit. There's no method of testing. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. And ideally, you'd want to prevent them getting even to the point of being on board the aircraft.
Okay, but do you agree with selling alcohol on flights?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to, you know, penalise anybody going away on holiday. That's part and parcel for a lot of people. That's part and parcel of the whole journey, isn't it? You go to the airport, you have some lunch, you have a glass of wine, you get on board the aircraft, you have a glass of champagne or whatever. Certainly wouldn't want to take that away. But what we'd like to be able to do is enable airport staff and airline staff to have the ability to define what drunk is and establish beyond doubt that no, they definitely shouldn't be serving this person any more alcohol or allowing them on board an aircraft.
Yeah, just before we go, I introduced you as a, you know, an alcohol, drug and safety expert at Alco Digital. What is Alco Digital?
So we're a company that supply alcohol and drug testing equipment to both companies and to individuals. We also do all the training. So we're one sort of one house all fits all type package, and you know we supply the single use test kits that you need to drive through France. We're through to your personal breathalyzers, through to the company equipment that companies use to bring their alcohol and drug testing in house. So yeah, we do drugs and alcohol, all that. That's all.
you make a really good point about checking people to see whether they're drunk or not. But there is a benefit for your company if they choose to use your company to buy the equipment. However, it's still a very good point. It's a good point that you make, because many's and many's a flight has been ruined, absolutely ruined, by drunken people on board. And you see them, I just can't understand why cabin staff sell alcohol to them. Maybe it's just to keep them quiet or to keep them from, you know, to keep them from arguing. But many's a flight has been ruined by a drunk, and hopefully they can be rooted out. And your equipment or some other provider's equipment could be the answer. Susanna, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Frank. Have a good day.
You too. It's Susanna Robin. Do you agree with Susanna? Yes, she's got a vested interest because she'd like to sell the kit. But I think she's got a very, very good point. Have you had a flight ruined by a drunk every bit as much as you've had it ruined by a drone operator? It's coming up on 10:20.